As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chipper, here are the categories. Justin Jefferson, Wolves in the future, Twins, including Royce Lewis, Link 7-0, and while we love to bring back the same players, where would you like to start? I'm leaving it up to you. Where do you want to start?
Well, since I'm writing Wolves today, having been at Tim Conley's season-ending press conference, let's start there.
Okay. I caught some of the clips. It seemed to me it was a typical friendly Tim Conley. I'm not going anywhere. We love our players. Yeah, we'd like to avoid the second apron. I believe in Finchy. Those were all said. I know. What else stood out most to you?
That's what he said. But with as I'm writing with Tim Conley, I sort of always feel like he has something up his sleeve. No matter how yes. great things are, I don't think you can ever trust that he's satisfied. And you know, he said, "Hey, we're raising the bar internally." And I asked him, followed up on. I was like, "What do you mean by that?" He's like, "Well, we need to win more. Like we." Yes, when you're in the final four teams, you feel like you have a puncher's chance, but we're not there yet. And so I don't know. But then I also followed up, how do you balance continuity with, feeling like you need to do something dramatic to get this team over the hump? And he said, you know, given his druthers, he'd always side with continuity, but you can't be risk averse. And I think that is Tim Conley's tenure to date here so far. Is he's not risk averse. If he sees something he thinks is going to make the team better, he'll do it. So I don't know if he's going to make a run for Kevin Durant, Darius Garland, or if he's going to trust that the young crew that really didn't get a lot of chance to be in the regular rotation will put him over the top in another year of Anthony Edwards. I just think with him, you can't count out any scenario.
Okay, so let's combine Durant and the younger guys. I will say our mutual friend, Johnny Krasinski, was all over this around the trade deadline, that Conley was vigorously trying, and it's really hard because the Suns and Wolves, and I don't want to get too deep in this, are both two second apron teams, but he was trying. Then Brian Windhorst, who's great, by the way, nationally, offers is up the other day, and now everybody's talking about the Wolves and Durant. Okay, Johnny had this months ago.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant right now might be the 11th or 12th greatest player of all time. But I think you do have to factor in a little bit his age. And so I think they would be incredibly reluctant to offer up Jaden. Because Jaden this year took an enormous step. Now, before you just say no, we probably would have said no, Rudy, 5 draft choices in Walker Kessler. Probably would have said no, Cat coming off their success, right? Because he is risk adverse. And then here's the tough part. If they get Durant, I'm guessing it's probably a 4-team trade. Because Phoenix doesn't want Julius Randle. What they would be saying is, we're going to rebuild. That we're going to try to. They went all in for Beal, Booker, and Durant, and they would give away Beal for a great margarita in Tempe, Arizona right now, but nobody will take him. If they trade Durant, they want to rebuild, and the Wolves just have so little, so that would be up to Conley and his staff. I'm not going to say no to Durant, but you have to factor in his age and what you have. If you're not giving away everything to see Durant, sure, but I still think it's a significant long shot.
I do, too, because, one, his age, two, are you still in the second apron if you do that? And three, what do you have to give up?
Yeah, like it's really hard.
Tim Conley talked glowingly about Jaden McDaniels today.
He should.
And he should. And, you know, part of that might be always, hey, I'm telling, 29 other teams how great he is.
Right.
But I just think the strides that he took offensively this year in terms of becoming a legitimate two-way player.
Yeah.
I just want to see where this goes.
I agree.
I don't know what his ceiling is. I want to see what he comes back and does next year. And so, I mean, if you're ranking, if you rank their players this year in importance, it went Ant, Julius, him.
Yeah.
Now,
you can make an argument when Julius started poorly and then Julius was gone for a while, that for a long time it was Jaden too. Now, clearly, when Julius came back, and for most of the playoffs, Julius was way up there. But talk about value. That's going to be an interesting one with Julius because we know he's somewhere, 30th, 40th, 50th best player in the game. But there's been always this debate, can you win at a high level with him? Like, meaning conference finals, finals. And until the second half of the Oklahoma City series, he was one of the two or three best players in the entire league. And then after that, Chipper, man, he hit a wall.
Yeah.
Like a bad wall.
And that, I think, has to be, the long internal discussions are you going to focus on the last three games or what led up to it? It's hard to ignore the way he played, and then he reverted to old, his bad habits, and the body language was terrible the last three games against Golden State. So, the last three. But I still think that he's back. To me, I asked Conley today about how he feels about his point guard situation. To me, that's where your emphasis needs to be.
Yep.
Mike Conley, we all love him, but he needs to be in a backup role. And are you convinced Rob Dillingham's going to make a big leap this offseason to where he can play?
Not yet.
I don't either. Not yet.
I'm not dismissing it, but when I see people say he's your starter next year, he barely played this year in this team.
You don't know.
This team went to the Western Conference Finals back-to-back year, so it's a leap, and he's talented. I'm not saying he won't, but there's no data to prove it.
No, it's a theory still at this point.
Yeah.
So do you want Mike Conley still as your starter? I mean, there's got to be somebody that's bridging Dillingham to Conley, right?
Mm-hmm.
On a team that has gone to back-to-back Western Conference Finals and is trying to take that next step. I mean, I don't think you can have Conley as your starter and be the guy, your focal point. He averaged 24 minutes a game this year. So, that's going to continue to get scaled back. And I just don't know that ideally in a perfect world, Dillingham's that guy. But I don't sit here – we can't sit here and say for sure it is. So,
no.
I think that's where the strategy comes in terms of, what Conley's going to do this offseason.
The last thing I'll add, too, there was a stretch where Dante was starting. And Mike was coming off the bench. And you could say, well, maybe they do that. But then, wait a second, are you coming off the bench with Mike Conley and Rob Dillingham playing together?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That doesn't really work out. Okay, you get to pick next. Chip will tell us next. On the wheel, still to be discussed, Justin Jefferson and OTAs, Twins playing very well, but Royce hitting like me. The Lynx at 7-0. And the Wilds re-sign Marcus Johansson. Oh, goody. Back with Chipper in moments on CCO.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Harrigan claiming he could hang with me in ping pong. What kind of ping pong player is Chip Scoggins? Chipper?
Yes.
What kind of ping pong player are you?
Probably not very good anymore, but I played a lot when I was a teenager.
Teenager? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a ping pong table in the garage.
Harrigan claims he's like the greatest player ever, right?
I didn't claim I would hang with you. I claimed I would dust you.
He claimed he would destroy me. Get out of here.
Are you a professional?
Yeah, apparently that's what he does on the side. His side job is he's on the world ping pong
tour. It pays fairly well.
Yeah. Okay, here are your options now. Justin Jefferson, OTA, the Twins, the Wild bring back Marcus Johansson, the Lynx never lose.
Let's go JJ.
Okay. I thought it was pretty darn important, right? And it's not just OTAs. The fact that he's been here the whole time. Now, the Wolves in the playoffs probably helps. You know, I think the Wolves, I think Kevin O'Connell, the reason why he would go to some games and go, please keep winning. My guy will stay.
Yeah.
But that is, for somebody who's normally not here, maybe some of that was contract related,
sure,
to say to the other JJ, hey, we're going to get to know each other, and I'm going to make this statement to the team. If you buy into off-season statements, that one is worth discussing.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything you can dismiss. I think it's definitely important. And I think Jefferson has really taken ownership and some pride in the leadership that Kevin O'Connell's kind of given him and asked of him. And this is a big part of it, because when you're transitioning to a first-year quarterback, I think he understands that the repetition, the timing, all those things that quarterbacks and receivers talk about that they need to get during the offseason. And let's be honest, when you win 14 games and then on paper improve your team, and the only variable in that is the quarterback, you're switching quarterbacks, but around him, you've improved your team. This is a team that's built to win right now. There should be high expectations for this group. And so I think Jefferson recognizes that, and he understands that, hey, he needs to be here. Jordan Addison needs to be here. T.J. Hockenson needs to be here. All these guys need to be here that are healthy to try to help J.J. McCarthy get familiar with them and get up to speed as fast as he can. So I think it's a very important step that he did.
All right, let's go to another team with high expectations and living right up to it. The Lynx off the soul-crushing loss in the WNBA Finals. They are 7-0. Nafisa is averaging 26.3. They won a game the other night when she didn't play. What is still interesting is their last two high first-round picks play about as much as I do. Cheryl's got the Tom Thibodeau thing going right now where she's playing about 8 players. She trusts them, and they're winning every damn game.
Yeah, it helps when you have one of the two best players in the league. And they're really good defensively.
Yes.
And they're really well coached. So, you know, they made a lot of conversation in camp about fuel to their fire, about based on what happened last year and the way it ended and feeling kind of disrespected. I don't know if that has anything to do with it other than or more than they have one really good superstar, a lot of good players, and they play defense. I mean, they're tough, and this is a team that knows how to win. So, the fact that they're doing it without much contributions at all from the
Diamond Miller draft. Was a great college basketball player.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and yeah. She's played six games. She's averaging 7.3 minutes, 2.8 points, you know, and she was hurt last year. And again, I'm not quibbling right now. You're 7-0. I'm just talking about this is somebody who was the second pick in the draft, and you thought when they picked her, okay, is she kind of the Robin to Fee's Batman?
Mm. Yeah, and I think seven of those wins, what, only two of them have come since McBride's back? Is that right? They won the first five
without
her?
Yes, correct.
So you get McBride back, and she's, you know, she's obviously a huge piece to what they do. So, yeah, I mean, this is a team that should be right there to contend again this summer.
And I think people wondered, like, Courtney Williams, was that just moved to point guard? Was that one of those 1 year? No. She's been awfully, awfully good. Okay, let's go to the Twins. I was able to consume a decent amount of those games against Seattle. I mean, high-level games.
Right? Yeah.
Just really good stuff. Interesting stuff. I mean, just a crazy comeback Friday. When you're down three with two outs and then you win the game by six runs, wasn't there some stat like nobody had ever done that? Hadn't been done since the 20s or something?
Yeah.
Then you got the game Saturday, which is the one-run game. Correa gets ejected in a weird situation. Then Paddock. I mean, we were joking on the show after the first start or two, like, why is he called the sheriff? I mean, he's the private. He's been an absolute stud since those first two starts. They're getting a great start from their starter almost every game.
Yeah, I mean, Paddock's last 10 starts was his ERA is, what, 2.67 or something? He's been just dynamite. And so, yeah, their rotation, it feels like it's sustainable. Maybe not to this degree. I mean, you know, there's going to be injuries or whatever, or guys are going to go through little slumps or whatever. But the starting pitching has just been top-notch. And, it's weird to see Correa get thrown out from arguing on deck circle. But you mentioned it before we went to break. The young guy, Royce Lewis.
I think they got to send him down.
Concern meter, 0 to 10. What's your concern there now? It's got to be what 9, 10. I mean,
high. I mean, Gleeman had an excellent column on The Athletic the last few days, going back just to last year. You know, because he kept getting hurt so much, he played like 140 games, and the numbers were crazy. But it felt like it was over 8 years. But now, since he came, was it like August of last year? These numbers are disastrous. And I know sometimes the concern is, Chip, that a guy who's really kind of a 4A player at this point, that if he goes back to AAA and he hits really well down there, what does he prove? He's got to figure it out here.
Well, sure.
Right now, when they're in this division and they're playing well, he doesn't have to be in the starting lineup every day. He shouldn't be in the starting lineup every day. And he hasn't been lately.
Yeah, and it's the manager's, it's the age-old kind of debate. Do you let a guy work himself out of a slump, and at what point does it become kind of self-defeating? Is it piling up on him? I guess you have to look, and Rocco and his hitting coaches will be more critical eye than us, but are they good at bats in terms of, is he seeing the ball? Is he making good contact? Is he, you know, not looking like he's just up there flailing? I mean, does 2 days sitting and watching help? Does going down to the minors? You wonder, okay, then do you lose them, you know, psyche-wise in terms of losing confidence? But it's you know, this is what, 2-0-for-30 slumps in a year? So I don't know what the answer is. I'm sure they're trying to figure out every solution possible to it. But it's certainly concerning because he's always, whenever he's had an injury, it's always like he's come back and had missed a beat, right? That's kind of been his MO.
Two homers the first three games.
Yeah, it's not happening this time.
If you're the Wild fan or the Wild observer, the snarky remark is easy, like, oh, goody, Marcus Johansson. It's 800,000. If he's on your third or fourth line, fine. But when they picked him back up last year, he just didn't belong anywhere near the top two lines. He did.
Sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, no. I mean, he played better in the playoffs, I thought. I mean, he brought a little more intensity there, but up until then, no. But I tend to look at it as, like, Okay, yeah, it's kind of a boring move. But look at this, what they're paying him. It's yes. You know, $800,000. I guess for that money, you live with it and hope that something big's coming down, you know, in Guerin's future here. But for a veteran on that kind of salary, if he's, you know, on your bottom two lines, I think you can live with that.
Go practice ping pong. We'll have a big WCCO radio tournament. You'll match up with Harrigan, and it'll be like NC State against Houston. You'll take him out in the first round.
He can probably still drill me. I'll get my headband on, though. Yeah.
Thank you, Chip. Appreciate it.
All right, bro.
Chip Scoggins, we are lucky every single Monday to have him on the show. Home of the Twins. They'll be in Sacramento. Off today.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. Honestly, Sacramento and Tampa. Not major league ballparks.
No.
Minor league ballparks. And Sacramento's the capital, but it's still a minor league ballpark. And then they still haven't figured out the Vegas ballpark situation yet.
Everything's fine.
What if they end up back in Oakland?
Back at the Coliseum.
Back in Elon only. Come on, Elon. You want to build back the PR? Buy the team. And put them on Mars. Let's go. Series on Mars. With
tough road trip.
Start, that would be. We got Starlink, though. That will be fine. A little traffic weather when we come back.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.